Here we go. You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette, also streaming online at WNMUFM.org. My name is Kurt Hosworth in Studio B with a special guest this morning to talk about the next edition of Culture of Cult, an art series happening in the Marquette area. It's Mike Forrester. Welcome to the studio, Mike.
Kurt, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Good to have you in. And we were talking a little bit before this about the previous edition of this, the Culture of Cult 1-Up, which was an art series based upon video game art, which was something I attended and something that's been in my childhood and in my history. So I thought that was a really cool event. It was at the Ordock Brewing Company. But this time around, we have a different focus on the art series. Could you tell us a little bit about the 8th edition of Culture of Cult?
Sure, thanks. So each of the Culture of Cult art series, the theme rotates. So every show is completely different. And for the 8th installment, this is actually about animals. It's all about the animal kingdom. The show is appropriately called Kingdom Come, and there's going to be something for everyone to appreciate.
Absolutely. So again, this is an art series that features many different kinds of art. Could you describe what folks might see when they attend an event like this?
Yeah, we're very inclusive of art as its form of interpretation. And so we've had printmakers, we've had illustrators, we've had photographers, we've had screen printers, jewelry makers, we've seen embroidery, we've seen tattoo art, all kinds of stuff. So we more so find an artist that we think would fit with the show and kind of leave it up to them to interpret the theme of the show. And oftentimes we get a great collection of stuff that you'd look at and say, I would have never thought I'd come here and see that. But the collection is always really strong. And it's always part of the excitement of walking in that one night only and saying, wow, I'm blown away at the variety as well.
Yes. And that was something personal for me. I walked into the last event and I said, I'm really glad I'm here because there's so much that I can see and so many people that I can discuss this with. And, you know, like-minded people are there and maybe some people that have wandered in and said, oh, this looks cool. And I thought that was a really cool way to bring lots of different people together to discuss things like this. And when we talk about lots of different people, what kind of folks come to present their works? Are they just Marquette folks?
No, we've had people from all over. We have always teamed up with, I'm an alumni of NMU, the art and design program. And so through those connections of just meeting people and working in different industries and getting referrals from people, we've had art from almost, gosh, I'd say probably 30 plus states at this point.
Wow.
We've had art from when some of the Chinese visiting artists came to NMU Art and Design last year. We actually we followed up with some artists and got some artwork from there. So now
Excellent.
We can say we're international.
Yes.
We've had some artists from Europe that have submitted pieces. So it's a global show at this point. Most right. of our work is we try to balance it out with a good amount of local artists, regional artists, and then nationally recognized artists as well to try to, introduce people to some new artists and what they work on. And we've had some artists that have done very well at the shows and gained quite a following from the Culture of Cult, which is great. And that's exactly why we do the shows.
Yeah.
And for the students that are part of the show, too, it's really cool for them to share wall space with some of their favorite artists as well.
Right, right. And now with this edition, it's called Kingdom Come, and it's all about animals. Could you maybe describe what you've seen so far, or maybe give an example of a piece that has been submitted? Because I know on your Instagram page, there's quite a bit of a preview.
A lot
there.
Of teasers. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
we have there, you know, with animals, we leave it open to people. So we have Stephanie Garn, who's a local artist that just recently sent me some teasers. She's kind of done unbeautiful animals like cuttlefish and squids that don't have that same, you know, beauty as say a, you know, elephant or a giraffe or something.
Right.
We have a lot of birds. People obviously, you know, we have predators, birds of prey. We have, we're in the Midwest, so a lot of deer, a lot of bear. Mm-hmm. But we from fish to all kinds of animals. It's like I said, the fun part for me as the curator is also to see what the heck people come up with.
Right, the turnout of the
exactly.
The product,
and so to look at someone and say, oh, of all the animals you could have picked, that's the one you picked. But it's always done well, and they're excited about it and passionate about that animal. So it's great to see that. It's just as much exciting for me to be able to get the beginnings and then eventually see the final pieces. And some of them, I don't even know what the artists come up with. It gets sent to me in a box. And then on Wednesday night before we set up the show, I open the box up and go, whoa, look at this thing. So that's what makes it exciting for everyone involved.
That is so cool. Well, I'm glad to hear that it's a passion project and it's exciting up until even the last moment before it happens. So that's going to be a really fun event. Again, it's Culture of Cult Edition 8 called Kingdom Come. And when is this happening and how can folks reach out about this event?
Yeah, so we for the second year in a row in the fall show, because we do one in the spring and in the fall. For this one, we teamed up with Fresh Coast Film Festival again. And so it's actually going to be one of the kickoff events for the Fresh Coast Film Festival. So this show particularly kicks off at 7 p.m. on Thursday night at the Ore Dock, where it's always been hosted. And that's loose. You know, if you come at 6, we're not going to hold you outside the door. Yeah, but it's kind of, you know, we usually say, you know, 5 to 6, you start having some people that are interested in buying work will come a little bit early. Mm-hmm. And then at 7 o'clock, you really see the brunt of the crowd starts to show up. It's an all-ages event up until 9 p.m. Come have a beer. They've got a full tap list that night. Mm-hmm. And the artwork is for sale. And another cool point of this artwork and this show particularly is that we are going to be donating a portion of the proceeds to the Chocolate Raptor Center, which is a nonprofit group of ornithologists that rehabilitate birds of prey, and they get them if they've been hit by a car or something's happened to them, they rehabilitate them, and it's a great organization to be able to support, and for everything that they do for not only the community but also for the School of Biology, so it's great to be a part of the community in that way as well.
Right. And that's wonderful that it's an event for lots of people to come and take part in and also to give back as well to the community. Very good that you're able to continue maintaining those connections with Northern as well and continue to foster that artistic talent that's in the area and the surrounding areas. So it sounds like a win-win for the area in general. So very good.
Absolutely.
Mike, is there anything else that you'd like to add about Culture of Cult this morning?
If you haven't come out to a show, it's one of those things where, you know, when we started the show and the idea of it, having it be one night only was surprisingly important to us, because it does create that immediacy to say, I've got to go and come out for this and make it a can't miss event. So we've had a lot of people that have said, oh, you know, what if it was, you know, a couple of days? And I'm like, I don't know. That's kind of the spirit of being like, I got to go see it. Mm-hmm. In the spirit of a pop-up show. And it's a very, you know, we designed the show around the idea that if you have never been to an art gallery before, this is the show for you, because we wanted to make it very much, this isn't highbrow, this isn't white glove, this is art that's made for people who, you know, are working artists, people who are hobbyists, for something that you come in, and we've had so many people, a hilarious amount of people say, this is the first art I've ever independently purchased, whether that's going up in your office or your first apartment or wherever. And the art is really cool because we have a lot of the artists there in attendance. And so like you said, we're connecting like-minded people. The range of artwork is incredible. People are usually blown away to say, wow, who made this? And they're in Marquette, or you're finding a new artist to follow on social media and say, I'm in love with this person's work. So it's a full local effort. We have a ton of artists that not only, you know, participate, but also help us set up the show. Paul Hess from Northmost Outpost, one of the most brilliant screen printers I've ever worked with. Jake Rosenberg, who's actually the artist for Fresh Coast Film Festival.
Oh, okay.
This year has been an alumni of the show. He's also, we graduated together. He's going to be in attendance as well. So it's a local effort. We love having new people come to the show and check it out, and kind of support what we've built up until show 8, and will take us to the end. So thank you for giving me the time as well to to share the story and share the message, and we hope to see a lot of people come out for it.
Excellent. Mike Forrester is the curator of The Culture of Cult, and this is the 8th edition coming up this Thursday, October 18th at 7 p.m. Again, one night only. It's called Kingdom Come, all about animals and all about artists as well, showing what they do in the Marquette and surrounding areas. And again, at the Ordock Brewing Company, make sure to come out to that starting at 7 p.m. or like Mike said a little bit beforehand, they won't shy you away from
the
event.
Free. It's free for yes. attendance. Come, the beer's not free, but the admission to get into the event is absolutely.
Right. Well, Mike, it's been a pleasure having you in this morning to talk about Culture of Cult, and I look forward to the next edition as well.
Thanks, Kurt. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.